It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's a long tradition of Russian leaders trying to confront the country's addiction to alcohol. It's mostly a tradition of failed efforts. Still, Russia's president is taking a shot. His government has declared war on cheap vodka. Since the first of the year, vendors must charge at least 89 rubles, or about $3, for a small bottle of Russia's favorite drink. To see how it's going, we turn to NPR's David Green.
This machine stamps labels on bottles of Russian vodka. It's one of the many attractions you can check out at a museum that's attached to the Kristol Vodka Distillery in Moscow. Guides like Nikolai Kamaladinov get to the heart of the Russian vodka tradition. Goes back centuries, he says. There's a debate, but the word vodka, he says, might come from the Russian word for its main ingredient, water. But sometimes Russians drink it like it's water. They've had this love affair with vodka. They're convinced it helps them survive Russia's bitter cold, and it's become their national drink, just like other countries have wine or beer. But vodka is a much stronger drink, which explains the problem Russian leaders have been tackling for centuries. Kamaladinov told me all about the 18th century Russian Tsar Peter the Great. The Tsar liked to drink. Legend has it, he'd throw these lavish parties drenched in vodka. But people drank so much, some of his guests actually died. According to my guide, one of Tsar Peter's ideas to get things under control forced people to drink more until they're truly embarrassed and learn a lesson. Fast forward 300 years, and alcoholism remains a serious problem, one at the top of President Dmitry Medvedev's agenda. The president addressed the topic in a speech last year, saying that when he saw new government data on how much Russians drink, it took his breath away. 18 liters, or nearly 5 gallons of pure alcohol, is what the average Russian drinks each year. Russians, he said, are drinking twice the amount the World Health Organization considers dangerous. It's not just vodka, but that is the president's target for now. On January 1st, the government forced up the minimum price for a half liter of vodka. Last year, you could grab a half liter in Russia for $1.70. Now, the law says stores must charge at least $3. This has mostly affected the cheaper places, like Produkty stores, which are Russian versions of convenience stores. Cashier Olga Shibitova said her store is keeping vodka prices within the law. So far, Shibitova said, no drop in business. The idea of Russians not purchasing vodka? That's Russian for ain't gonna happen. Russians will keep drinking, she said, including one of her regulars who came by. Alek Mikhailov is 43 and drives one of the city's public trolleys. It's been a cold winter, he said, and he likes nothing more than a few gulps of vodka when he gets home. Mikhailov usually spends more than $3 on a half liter because he said he wants the good stuff. He said he hopes Medvedev's new law will close the market on cheaper vodka, which he said can be so bad it damages your vision. He suggested checking out the scene around some of Moscow's train stations. So I did. This is Leningradsky Station. The paths around the terminal are lined with seedy stores and kiosks. The ones selling vodka say they're following the new law. Though I got a different story when I chatted up two men who were trying to keep warm in an underpass. Gerasim Kim said when he buys vodka, and it's often, he goes to a place still selling for $2 a half liter. He and his friend, Vladimir Malugin, said they had not been drinking yet on this day, though I didn't totally believe them. As for Medvedev's new policy, yes, they'd heard about it. They don't like it because they struggle as it is to buy vodka. Malugin added that if he had a job, he'd probably buy vodka more often. Just a window into the problem Russian leaders have with vodka. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.